This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The new warden of the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison says she's thrilled to be home, both personally and professionally. Patty Walkendorf grew up in Carthage. She got her start in corrections working at a prison in northwest Illinois in 1979. Walkendorf returned to the region 4 years later, taking a job as a correctional officer at the Iowa State Penitentiary. She spent 14 years in Fort Madison before moving on to other positions within corrections, working most recently as the warden of the women's prison in Mitchellville. Walkendorf says she enjoyed the position, but could not pass up on the opportunity to come back home.
This has always been home for me. I've always loved maximum security. I like working with the women, but maximum security has been my passion. And then this is home. Two of the three kids are here. Casey is in Fort Madison and Jason's in Burlington. Five of my six grandkids are here. I have one son and one grandson in Charleston, South Carolina. So I still have family in Carthage, so this really is coming back home for me.
Going back a little bit further, how did you decide to get started in corrections? I mean, that first job, how did you end up taking that first job?
Well, believe it or not, I've always wanted to be a warden when I grew up. So when I was in junior high, I remember watching a movie. I can't remember the name of it, but inmates were abused, and this was in the 60s, and prisons were a different time in the 60s. So I wanted to go in and change the world in the prison system. So in high school, I actually collected newsletters from prisons. I actually collected the one that used to be Presidio in Fort Madison. I got them from California prison. So I collected prison newspapers in high school. I still have a scrapbook. And I wrote to wardens in high school and said, I want to be a warden when I grow up. Can I come visit your prison? And three of them said yes. One of them was in Rockwell City, Iowa, so who knew that someday I'd be a warden in Iowa? So I visited Rockwell City in high school and two prisons in Illinois. So then I went to college, and it's always been a passion. I've always loved working in corrections, and I've always wanted to be a maximum security warden. So I truly am living my dream job, however weird that sounds. I love working in the prison system and making a difference.
You're in the warden position now here at ISP, but you mentioned you started off as a CO. I mean, you were there every day. Was there ever a point in that process to leading up to say, "Boy, I really want to be a warden, but maybe not when you're starting at the bottom. Maybe this isn't for me." Was there ever a point like that for you?
Never. I've always loved coming to work. I like being a CO. I like being a counselor. I like being a unit manager. I like being an investigator. I really think you need to learn from the bottom up so you know how the whole place operates. And I know how the whole place operates. Now, I worked in the old institution, not the new institution. So there's a big learning curve here, learning the new facility that I left from the old facility. And then I've been gone from men for 18 years. So getting caught back up with the men versus women, big differences. Maximum security versus medium security, big difference. So some of it really comes back. You never forgot the security procedures. You know, you don't forget things like that. But learning staff, getting to know staff. There's some staff that were here 20 years ago that I still remember, quite a few. And a lot of the offenders, there's many of them that remember me saying, I'm going to be a warden here someday. Some of them even quoted the day I said it. I don't know if they're making it up or not. But so it's nice to come back home. See the offenders, see the staff, and I get to see my grandkids every day now. And when I was in Des Moines, you got to see them for a weekend. So that's been fun, just to be back home.
What are the biggest differences in dealing with female inmates versus males? What are the differences that you see?
There are differences, still people. But women are less violent than men. You know, over 50% of the offenders here are serving violent crimes, where at Mitchellville it was less than 30%. Women tend to talk a lot, and I know that surprises a lot of people. I'm sarcastic here. Women talk a lot. They just need that time. Women are more mentally ill. We have more mentally ill females than males, although males certainly are mentally ill as well. But just your approach. You know, the rules are the same. The policies are the same for men and women, but just your approach is much different.
Does your approach change as, I believe you're the first female warden for here at ISP, but as you've gone through, is it different, especially in a field that would seem to most to be a male-dominated field?
Yes, no. I'm one of three female wardens in Iowa. There's nine institutions, three of us are females. So I'm not the first female warden in Iowa. First at ISP in the 178-year history. And I'm honored, I'm excited, I'm thrilled to be the first female here, but it's way overdue, quite frankly. This is 2017, and women have been capable to be wardens for many, many years. I think when I started here in 1983, I was one of 12 female officers. So things have changed.
Patty Walkendorf is the new warden of the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison. She replaced Nick Ludwig, who retired last month. Walkendorf says she does not have a specific leadership style. She says she expects people to treat each other with professionalism and respect and to get stuff done when it needs to be done. Tomorrow, we will learn how Walkendorf is handling her new job amid budget cuts and corrections and big changes for public employees in Iowa. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.